Good morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins, and this is Better Lawns and Gardens, and we are hoping everybody is doing well this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And that, we know there's a lot of distraction and devastation out there. So we want to just send, we're thinking of you so much, what your families have gone through, what you're still dealing with, and how you're coping. Hopefully today we can provide a little break for you and help you with your landscape. The tragic scenes of Sanibel Island, Fort Myers, and Naples, Lizzie, makes my heart ache for them.
Oh, 100%. Prayers are still going out for everybody in Florida that has been affected. This is just the craziest thing.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, Melissa, Bud, Alan, and Guy did a fantastic job last week. It was good to hear you and just stay in touch with what news was going on. Thank you so being so much on the air. How did you and your family, your property, how did it fare?
By the grace of God, we did very well. Just a lot of tree damage, cleaning out the trees is what I call it. And then we had some privacy fence in the back go down a little bit. But we're going to, I can't complain. We lost electricity for a little while. Just literally thank God that, we did better here than we did when we had Irma. So I'm just any change from what we experienced in Irma and the other hurricanes, I'm like, thank you, dear God. So how did you do?
Well, we did. We were without power for several days. There was no flooding where we were. Some trees came down in the back. We got about 14 inches of rain. It just kept overflowing. So I don't know, what we got, but it got up to 14 inches. Winter Park, Sanford State Road 46. Did you see that where it was underwater?
Mm-hmm.
Parts of College Park were flooded. My son's restaurant in St. Augustine, the River and Fort, at the A1A and the 12 Avenida Menendez intersection.
Right
across from the Castillo de San Marcos in St. Augustine. They were completely underwater. Three foot of water came in. But they worked very hard over the weekend, and they brought in a company that had fans. They took up the baseboards and dried everything out, cleaned it all out. And on Monday, they were open at 4. So,
that is a blessing.
Just seeing everybody work so hard has been wonderful. I've had clients in Lake Mary Jane near Moss Park. The lake is all the way up 150 feet up to the pool deck. And they can't see their dock, only the roof of the dock, and about 6 inches of the walkway out to the dock, just popping up out of the water. Other clients in Winter Park had fish swimming in their St. Augustine turf.
Oh, wow. Crazy.
Big fish that they wanted to capture, And so the water was almost 3 feet deep in some parts of Winter Park. So it's just been amazing. Just want to send out just all our, prayers. So it's also October, Lizzie. The weather, I can't believe the cool temperatures we've had with the 40s in north of Ocala and 60s here in Orlando. If we had to lose power, thank goodness there was no summer heat and humidity. So that was crazy. It doesn't happen like this every time after a hurricane.
That's what I said during Good Morning Orlando. I'm like, this is your first hurricane in Florida, do not expect this weather, because it's always at least 100 plus degrees after the second that it goes past us, and no wind. The wind stops, and then you're melting.
Exactly. So in Taunton, Massachusetts, though, they got frost warnings out. So
what?
Yeah. So it's just the beginning of October. They got frost warnings out. Also want to thank OUC and all the linemen and utility crews from around and out of state so coming to our rescue. So you have our gratitude.
Yes.
And then this morning, let's get back to normal, hopefully. In Peterson's Nursery and Garden Center in Lakeland, Florida, 2184 County Road 540A, they are going to have controlling pests in your landscape. What's bugging you? So that's this morning. It's a free workshop. It's a fantastic nursery. And you can get out there and go see them there this morning. So that will be a good workshop because, the insects still survive after a hurricane.
This is true.
They don't go away. So Peterson's Nursery will be able to tell you how to do that. And that will be a wonderful shop to do that. Coming up in our second hour, I'm going to be speaking with the wonderful and hurricane-tested Brooke Moffis. Lake County Extension commercial horticultural agent. On after the break, we're going to discuss what to do in your landscape, what to look for, how to recover from it, and what you should be doing. So no matter where you are in the state, if you have a question you'd like me to ask Brooke, you can text me at 236-8023, 263-80. Do I have it correct? 236-80. And you can let me know a question you'd like to ask Brooke. I'm also going to be taking your questions. We'd love to hear from you around the state, Miami, Sarasota, Brevard County, Daytona Beach, Jacksonville. You can give us a call today during this hour, 1-888-455-2967 to get on board, or you can text me your question at 236-80. I'll get it right. We're just exhausted.
I'm telling you. I mean, everybody in Florida, if you were in Florida at all, you have experienced this fatigue that we're all experiencing, because there wasn't one person that I saw, even the kids, you know, that weren't, you know, either cleaning, helping, preparing, and then just the exhaustion from staying up. So everybody in Florida, between the first responders, like you said, the utility workers. So, you know, everybody, thank you. Thank you, everybody, even just residents.
We're going to get through this, Florida strong. We're going to rebuild. So it's going to be fine. We're going to be just amazing. So, 236-80. If you're in, you'd like to text me and let me know what happened, how you're faring, questions you'd like me to ask about what to do in your landscape. Like I said, the amazing Brooke's going to be here. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542, 802-341-4542, 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a landscape designer, garden author, horticulturist. I love helping people with their questions, and that's what Extension does, University of Florida Extension here in the state of Florida. I have with me the wonderful Brooke Mathis. She is the commercial horticultural agent in Lake County, and she is hurricane tested. Good morning, Brooke. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Teresa?
I am fine. How did your home and landscape do in Lake County?
You know, we really had minimal damage. I mean, no damage to the home. Thank goodness, you know. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of debris from the oaks, which I'm sure so many people experienced. And my front pollinator garden got wrecked pretty good. But all in all, we made out just fine. So, you know, a little bit of garden cleanup, some pruning, readjusting trees, those types of things. That's what's going on right now.
I just had a text message from Mount Dora, and they said, you know, they were going to cut back their milkweed, but they saw a monarch caterpillar on it. And so milkweed doesn't need to be cut back. And in fact, we should just leave everything for the next month or so, right?
You know, you could do a light pruning. It all depends on how hard it was hit, truly. I mean, it's not the best time of year to prune, right? We want to do that in the spring when things are starting to flesh out. That's when we want to do a hard pruning. But if you have a plant that was just completely wrecked and, you know, you want to try to, get some pruning in there, rejuvenate it, you can cut it back. But I would only do that on things that are really looking poor and that you might lose anyway. But other than that, just, you know, maybe a very light pruning and that's it.
Wonderful. So Lake County overall then did fine.
You know, yes, we did so much better than, of course, people to the south of us. You know, I have to tell you, it's been very shocking because I work in some research plots, sometimes south of Kissimmee and St. Cloud area. And it was shocking to me a few days after the hurricane to drive down there and see roads closed from flooding. And, you know, we just didn't experience that too much in Lake County. Although when you start to get around St. John Rivers and some of the water bodies, there was flooding, of course. But yeah, you guys did a little bit worse than us this go round.
Oh, yeah, I think so. So in the landscape, what are the biggest issues that homeowners have to deal with after a hurricane?
So what they have to deal with, you know, they've got that cleanup that they've got to do. I would say as far as landscaping goes, a lot of it is readjusting trees. You may have some trees that are really leaning from those winds, and you may even have some trees that are partially uprooted. And what you need to do with those trees is stake them upright as soon as possible. You also want to make sure that you treat them almost like a new planting because their root system has been really, really damaged, especially if they're, you know, uprooted. You want to treat that as a new tree all over again.
Okay, so damage, so St. Augustine turf, I mean, what should homeowners do if their property is underwater? I'm seeing a lot of hibiscus that is underwater, some gardenias.
Mm-hmm. And those are all plants that really, I call them kind of the finicky plants. They don't respond well to a lot of wet feet. If we can get some drying out going on within the next week or so, they're probably going to be okay. You may see some leaves yellowing, that type of thing. But that's kind of typical, really, of hibiscus and gardenias anyhow. They're, like I said, they're the kind of the picky plants of the Central Florida plant world. So anyhow, they're going to have some yellowing leaves, but they may have more so just from having their roots extensively flooded.
I can imagine. So can trees and shrubs be damaged but not show signs?
They can. And, you know, one thing that we experienced with Hurricane Irma, and my phone was ringing off the hook, I would say really it was a year after Irma. And what we saw were that pine trees started to die a whole entire year after Irma. And what had happened was during Irma, there was really a lot of twisting action, and a lot of the feeder roots started to snap. So a lot of these roots that are, you know, maybe a pencil or less in diameter started to snap, but those are the ones that are taking up water and nutrients to the plant. And so what happened was those trees looked fine all the way for almost an entire year, but they didn't store up the sugars that they needed to because they didn't have the root system during that next summer. And so the fall after Irma is when I started getting phone calls, oh, my pine trees are dying. And I would ask folks, I would say, you know, are these pine trees on the outskirts of, you know, a group of trees, or are they in the center of the trees? And 9 times out of 10, they would say they're on the outskirts. And so those trees that were on the outskirts of that planting really took the most beating and the most damage.
Wow. Fertilizing. A lot of people after, you know, right at the end of September, they fertilized or just put down some nutrients. What about people who have fertilized? Do they need to re-fertilize again?
You know, it's probably not a bad idea. You don't want to fertilize too late in the season when it starts to go cooler for our people listening in Central and North Florida. You want to get the fertilizer out now because whatever fertilizer you put down is, it's gone.
It is, yeah.
It's been leached through the soil or moved off target, you know. So anyhow, yeah, you do want to do another light fall fertilization right now. Don't wait too much longer, though.
Okay. And so anything, what about checking for irrigation? And should people be turning their irrigation on now?
You know, with all of that rainfall that we just received, I would say to turn the irrigation off and only water as needed right now. And another reason I'm saying that is not just because of this hurricane that we just experienced, but it's also because it's October. We're starting to get a little cooler, and it's been so enjoyable. And with that comes shorter day lengths. And when we have shorter day lengths, plants start to grow slower. They don't grow as quickly, most plants anyhow. Mm-hmm. And so that's when you can really back off in the irrigation. So we would back off on irrigation regardless if there was a storm or not. But the storm kind of, you know, encourages that even more so.
I will tell you, I was kind of shocked after getting all that rain. And we got up to 14 inches at my house, but there's some areas that got 15 to 20 inches. And the just like on Saturday morning, Sunday morning, the plants, the whole soil in the container was completely dry, and my plants were wilting. What causes that?
Isn't that bizarre?
Yes, after 14 inches of rain.
Oh, I know. So Thursday, I have to tell you this. This was crazy to me. Thursday, the day that, you know, it finally moved through and then was starting to get out of here, that evening when it stopped raining, I went out to my yard, and I have a high and dry area in my yard, and it was dry already. I could not believe it. I'm like, you just had rainfall this morning, you know? So I think a lot of it is, you know, we had a drop in humidity. We had that breeze that was still sticking with us for some time after the storm. So I think between the breeze and the drop in humidity, you know, that's probably what helped kind of dry that soil out. And then another thing, too, is that's one thing with Florida is I know your pots are a different situation, but when we're growing in the ground, we have really, really excessively drained sand in some places. And that sand, even when we have 14 inches of rain, that sand can still be dry.
It's going to perk. Yeah. And that's a good thing because we'll see this flooding coming down, you know, hopefully very soon. But there's some areas I know out in the Lake Nona area, they were expecting it, some of the lakes out there to peak this weekend. So it's still out there. St. John's has not peaked yet either. So that's incredible. Mm. All right. So, you know, what would you suggest for people who would like to have more hurricane proof palm trees? What about their palm trees? Do they get whipped into a frenzy when we have storms? Which ones handle the winds better?
You know, one of the best ones is actually our native, go figure, right? It's one of our native palms. It's a sable palm. And that's one that you'll see. And, you know, it has evolved over the millennia in places that are prone to hurricanes. And a lot of your palm trees have. Our palm trees that are, you know, native to Florida, native to the Caribbean, they've grown up, if you will, you know, with these hurricanes. And so we really need to do very minimal to our palms. And people don't realize that. They'll have folks that will come in and they'll say, oh, I need a hurricane cut your palms. And that's where they remove all of the fronds before hurricane season, or maybe not all of the fronds, but they leave what I call like three or four fronds in place. And I call it a feather duster.
A feather duster is good. Yeah, I call it Pebble Flintstone's hairstyle. You know.
Oh, yes. You could call it either one of those. And I think we all get it. We've all seen the palms that have four fronds coming out. You want to avoid that during the hurricane. Leave more of a big head of palm on it. You want a big, glorious crown on that palm. And that's going to help it fare a little bit better during those hurricane winds.
Brooke, I have a text message from Jay in Melbourne, and he says, I had a hibiscus tree blow over, and I'm going to replace it with something different. How long should he wait before planting the replacement tree?
Oh, I mean, he could do it today if he wanted. It's, you know, you really don't have to wait long at all. I mean, if the soil's saturated, yes, you want to wait for, you know, that water to perk down and to almost have like a normal soil again, if you will. But yeah, you could plant immediately. You really can. So,
right, because it's not a disease issue or a kind of insect issue where we're worried that it's going to infect the next plant.
Exactly, exactly. That's exactly right, Teresa. So it's an environmental thing that happened, you know, and so, yeah, you can go in and plant right away.
Excellent. That's good. Jay is very happy, I know, right now. So, so any events you have coming up in Lake County that you'd like some participation in?
Oh, well, you know, we are going to have a Fall into Natives program where we're going to talk about some native plants and how to design with them and what are some good ones to grow. That's going to be November 15th. And so that's coming up in the Groveland area. And then next week, for those that are interested, it really has more of like a commercial application. You know, there's going to be developers there and landscapers there, but we're doing an outside collaborative, and it's a partnership with the University of Florida and Sunbridge Development District and Cherry Lake Tree Farm. And actually, Cherry Lake Tree Farm is the one that's hosting it. So that's going to be in the Lake Nona area. So if you're interested in that program, just check out Outside Collaborative. That's all you got to put in your internet browser, and it will pull up for you.
Outside Collaborative. Okay, real quick, vegetable gardens, people can still plant them. Everything good for the fall?
Oh, absolutely. Again, you want to wait for, you know, the soil to kind of return to normal if they're flooded. And yeah, this is a great time to grow vegetables. Start getting your cool season crops in. I actually think this is the best time to vegetable garden in Florida is the fall and into the winter.
Thank you so much, Brooke. I certainly appreciate you coming on this morning and helping us with our landscapes recover. And I miss talking with you and hope to see you soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Teresa.
You're welcome. We're going to get to all your questions and your text messages. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. This is Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. That's 800-712-8082. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
Call 800-363-7934. 800-363-7934. That's 800-363-7934. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. You can give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Gardening may be the least of your thoughts right now, but if I can help you in any way to get your landscape back in shape, you can just call or text me right now. We have Dana Venrick with us this morning. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning, Teresa.
I was thinking of you so much over the storm. And how did you and your family fare during last weekend?
We came out very well. We had very little damage, actually. A few branches were down, and a lot of leaves and Spanish moss were down in the nursery. It was like nature's pruning and cleanup, if you will. But we've got most of that cleaned up. Looks almost like brand new.
Oh, that's
in fact, I had a chance to improve the layout of the trees, and it looks even better.
Well, you take advantage of the trees moving around for you. I can appreciate
right.
that. But this is also time people are going to be looking to replace trees in their landscape. And so what would you say people should look for when they're looking for a new tree? And, you know, how hurricane-proof is it?
Well, we want to have a hardy tree that is a native. Preferably, we have some beautiful natives like the magnolias, the hollies like the East Palatka holly. We have red maples. We have, you know, the oaks, you know, the laurel. We don't have that one, but we have the better one, the live oak and the Schumard oak. And so we have olive trees that are super hardy, a couple of nice big trees. Actually, three trees in the neighborhood suffered no damage from all that wind. So that's another good hardy one to consider.
Oh.
Also, think about like the Blue Point juniper right now for the Christmas and holidays coming up.
That's a good thought there, right there, to put some nice trees for the holidays. And so the cooler weather, is it a good time to be planting trees?
Well, you know, some experts, including me, say probably early fall is actually the best time to plant because you get the rooted system, you know, you get all your roots well established over the winter, and then they grow out much better in the spring, and you get far more growth and a better looking tree if you plant it in early fall. And then it's in sync with Mother Nature. The sap is going down to the roots. And so it gets a good, firm hold in the ground, and it works a lot better.
Wonderful. That's so good. So now, where are you located in DeLand? And you're open all weekend, and so you're. It's a great time to be buying trees and plants.
Well, absolutely. We got a lot of rain, but no flooding here. It's high and dry. We had about 13 inches. We couldn't tell for sure because the rain gauge was overflowing. But the local beacon said it was 13 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at 335 West Michigan Avenue, just west of the Stetson University campus. And the website is qualitygreenspecialistwithans.com.
There you go. Thank you so much, Dana. I'm glad you fared well. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Have a great show.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's Dana Venrick. He's owner of qualitygreenspecialist.com. QualityGreenSpecialist.com, and they will be able to help you replace some of the trees in your landscape. You want to check them out. So that's wonderful. Let's go to Mike in Venice. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Teresa, good morning. I'm fine, thanks. We made it through.
I tell you, your video was just shocking. I'll post it later on today so people can see it. How did your landscape come through the storm?
Well, I tell you, all of Venice, all the way down to Naples, Fort Myers, as you know, was hit. But in our HOA, which is about 700 homes, we took it pretty hard because the builder 15 years ago planted quite a few what they call Washingtonia palms.
Mm-hmm.
They get very tall, and over the years, residents have been taking them out because of what just occurred. And those that didn't, most of them have now come down. So we lost a lot of Washingtonias, Shady Lady, the black olive tree,
mm-hmm.
And surprisingly, magnolias. We lost a lot of magnolias. They really haven't performed well like they do up in the Orlando area. I think could be the soil or too warm.
Yeah, the salt in there too as well. So what plants did do well?
Okay, well, of course, I heard your guest earlier, the sable palm. Now, we don't have many in our community, but as you drive around, the sable palm is doing great. But in our community, the foxtail palm really did well. I don't think I saw one that came down. Of course, the fronds got sort of knocked on the other side of the plant. But other than that, the foxtail did well. The pygmy date did pretty well. Some of the younger Bismarcks. I did see a few driving around the neighborhood, Bismarcks, older ones that actually got blown over. But That's about it with the palms. The queen palm did not do well. As far as trees, the Florida red maple did very well.
That's a good native.
Yes. We had a lot of oaks blow down that were a lot alongside the roadway where they didn't have enough soil, you know, 4 or 5 foot planted on each side that didn't have enough room.
Right. The root system couldn't support it, the winds.
Right.
Well,
and of course, your shrubbery, like your hibiscus and your oleanders and things like that, they were blown over, but hopefully most of them can be uprighted.
I'm sure they will. Well, I certainly do appreciate it. I thank you for sending me the video, and we will definitely show that. And it's just a good wake-up call to HOAs about approving landscapes and what should go in, and for builders and developers, what's going to survive during a storm. And so I hope they take, you know, in your experiences and, you know, what does well in a landscape to heart.
Well, thank you, Teresa. We enjoy your show. Keep it going. Thank you.
All right, Mike. Thank you so much. That's Mike Klucki in Venice. And they did experience a lot of different, a lot different experience than we did here in Orlando. So we wish them all well. But it isn't, you know, just a experience that if you go through in your landscape, you don't want to repeat it. So we will make changes, I know, in the future in our landscapes. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. We have about 15 more minutes in this hour. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the Low-Cost Airlines Travel Hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I would love to hear your phone call and your gardening question, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680 and get your questions answered then. So Brooke texted me right after a phone call, after the interview, and she said she forgot to mention that you should wait at least 6 months before replacing your palm tree to make sure that it's still alive or dead. You may have lost palm fronds, but it will start to push up new spears, new leaves, new fronds coming out. So wait at least 6 months before you think about replacing a palm if it doesn't look like it made it through the storm. Okay, so that's a really good information there. And then also, too, we have the Garden Club, Orlando Garden Club. And so that is going, they're going to be having, it's called Masks Up, and it is a National Garden Club standard flower show. It is today. You can go by the Orlando Garden Club on Rollins Street, 710 East Rollins Street, Orlando, Florida. And they are going to have beautiful displays for you to see, flowers and plants, and a huge bonsai display. So if you would like to go down to the Orlando Garden Club today, and it is from 10 o'clock this morning through 4 o'clock this afternoon. It's a beautiful show. It'll give you design ideas. The floral displays are beautiful, and you can see how to arrange them. And so it's a good opportunity for you to go. And so the Orlando Garden Club is a member of the National Garden Clubs, the Deep South Garden Clubs, and the Florida Federation of Garden Clubs, too, as well. If you'd like to learn how to, arrange flowers and create displays and learn more about gardening, joining a garden club is a great way to do it. So we have some great text messages. So we have an Orlando text, and it says, good morning. I live near the Executive Airport. My soil is mostly sand. I have done a lot of landscaping, enlarging my patio and other projects. So the grass was disturbed and in several locations covered with dirt and sand. This area is mostly in the shade. Now I want to overseed the grass or put plugs in. Which grass is best to plant now, or do you recommend plugs? And I will tell you, I don't recommend grass in the shade. It's just not, especially if it's underneath a tree, you don't want to plant over the root system. But if you have at least 5 hours of sunlight a day, or just a little bit of shade in the area, you can plant Citra Blue. It's a new Florida sod, and it is it does take shade well, doesn't need a lot of water, gets to be 2 to 3 inches tall. You can try Citra Blue. There's also Seville and Del Mar and a couple of other shade-tolerant turfs. But if you've got the maximum shade and no sunlight at all, I just don't recommend it. Plant some shrubs, some ground covers like Mondo grass that will do well there. Asiatic jasmine, if you don't have to walk through it. If you're walking through it, I recommend the Mondo grass as a ground cover. That way you don't have to mow it. Okay, great question. So let's go. Is it a good time to sow tithonia, Mexican sunflower seeds? No. And that's Gail in Rockledge. Thank you so much, Gail, for asking. I'd save them till the springtime, till, you know, end of February, first part of March. Go ahead and plant them then. They're really a summer plant. Think of them like zinnias and marigolds. And so they love the heat. They do not take freezing at all, cooler temperatures at all. They won't do well. So save them till the springtime. And I love tithonias. It's a great vining plant that has beautiful orange-red flowers. Butterflies love it. And so it is wonderful. Save it till the springtime. And then we have Tallahassee. Is this a good time to split and transplant walking irises, daylilies, and agapanthus? Yes. If you want to go ahead and divide them now, this is a good time. Fall is a good time to do it. We're going to have 2 to 3 months before we have a freeze in the Tallahassee area. So go ahead and do it as soon as possible.
I love that. That's some really good information right there.
I wouldn't have known.
You know, we do have the best listeners and they ask the best questions. And especially whenever you text and you say, I am your name and then where you're located and then a brief question and boom, perfect.
It is. It's just, you know, it's so easy to ask a question and a perfect text message is name and city. So we like to remind everybody because that's going to help me because what I would recommend for somebody in Miami and, you know, we're listening to you guys down there, they're getting rain all this weekend. And so, but they've got the warmer temperatures too. We'll see rain here the middle of next week. But if you are living in Tallahassee or Miami, the answers may be different.
This is true. Very true.
Okay. That's why we have gardening zones and where you live. So great gardening questions. I have Gary LeBlanc, and he emailed in and sent me some wonderful photographs. I could really tell by his photographs how to answer his question. He says, can Thai plants be cut back? Well, your Hawaiian Thai plants, and that's the really red and deep burgundy ornamental tropical plant that you see in gardens, and it may have gotten whipped by the storm, or it's just growing so much that the bottom portion of the trunk of the stems of the plant don't have any leaves on them. You can cut them back, and now is a good time. But Gary, here's what I need to tell you. So let's say you have 4 or 5, because usually you see Hawaiian ties in a grouping, and you see 4 or 5, and they all need to be cut back so that they can sprout out and become more dense, more leaves, and they, you know, just look more beautiful. Only cut 2 or 3 of the Hawaiian ties and leave the others growing at the top. Wherever you cut the Hawaiian tie on the trunk of the plant is where the new growth is going to flush out at. You want to cut it diagonally. And so wait till you see a few new leaves down there on the plants that you cut. And then after you do that, then cut the other 2 or 3 and they'll flush right out. We always do this after a freeze anyway, so you can do it now in the fall. And then after winter, you can do it again as well. And you can keep them right down there. So great question. And so that's wonderful. Also, too, let's see. I have reports from Jim and Bob up in Newberry. Their power went out about 2 a.m. And just it was only off for a short time period. They did not get as much rain, only less than an inch of rain.
What?
They only got about an inch of rain up there during the storm.
Wow.
But they got 58 degrees in the temperature, so it was chilly during a hurricane event, and they did well. Tom just got our host emeritus, Tom McCubbin. He got a lot of debris and some flooding, and so he has the correct plants for his yard. He said he's been through 7 or 8 hurricanes, so he's learned a lot. They lost power for about 14 hours, but had a generator. That was a good thought. And their garden is wind-whipped, but he's thinking that he should get some recovery there. They got about 14, 15 inches of rain where Tom was. So it's interesting to see the various rain levels that they got. So we are going to have more rain next week. If you can keep your irrigation off, that's going to be a good thing. If your containers, though, check those. Make sure that they're getting watered, and that will be good. If you would like to go to our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens, you can go and like it and follow us. And you have to see, Lizzie, did you see the hugging trees that we posted on Better Lawns and Gardens?
Loved that.
They were hugging a palm tree. I don't know how they grew that way.
You know what, it happens because we actually have some trees who've grown around each other, and it does look like they're hugging each other. So definitely,
Yeah. You know, it's wonderful. Have you hugged a tree lately? Well, have trees hugged a trees lately, you know? And so you can go into Better Lawns and Gardens and see that picture of the oak trees. And it looks like knees. It looks like a whole body that's hugging the palm tree. And I had an arborist, one of my friends, he said that it can happen because in the palms, as they're growing those boots, which are the kind of branches that stick out and it gets where the ferns are growing out of them, the palm gets acorns stuck in it. And the acorn will, you know, germinate and start to grow in the palm tree. And then it starts to grow around and it will wrap and it will join the other oak tree. So he says he's seen it before.
That makes sense. And that really does.
But I'm just telling you, these trees are freaky. And my daughter-in-law saw it. She goes, she knew that I had to have a picture of it. So I'm so pleased that Amber saw that. So I'm very excited. So you never need to miss an episode of Better Lawns and Gardens. You can go to our website, betterlawns.com, or you can see all the shows on iHeartRadio. Or on audioboom.com. Lots of ways. If you miss a show or want to go back over the years and see past shows or listen to past shows, you can. We're going to take a break right now. I want to thank Brooke Moffus, Commercial Horticultural Agent for the University of Florida Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences. She's at Lake County Extension. She provided really important details for recovery. If you missed it, you can go back to our last hour. And next hour, we're going to lighten up a wee bit, Lizzie. Halloween is coming up, and there's going to be quite a few children. We're not going to be able to trick or treat. So you can brighten their day. We have the award-winning author Carol Michael coming up, and Carol will join us and provide details on her latest book. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios and summitresponsiblesolutions.com, I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.